Now, if I've got the technology working right, we should have George on the line now from After Party. Are you there, George?
I am. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm brilliant, yeah. Right, so After Party, how did you get started?
Actually, I was a vocalist in some indie bands and I wanted to do something a little bit more counterintuitive. I put an ad on Gumtree looking for a producer, and Terry Smallman got in touch with me, and that's how it all started, and through Gumtree, really.
Alright, so, like, I've not heard of that kind of thing before, but it's different, isn't it? I mean,
it is quite, yeah. It took me by surprise as well that it worked so well.
Yeah, were you in a band at school or that kind of thing? Did it stem from school or college, and then you carried it on, or was it just a spur of the moment thing?
You know, like, at my school, we didn't do much music, so I was more like, you know, in the bedroom doing my own thing, you know. So I never really broke out either until I was a little bit later.
All right,
when
yeah.
When I moved to London, I met other musicians.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm just reading here the information off your website. You write, produce, and do everything yourself, really, and you've got your own label. How did that come about?
Well, basically, we were a little bit bored chasing record companies, you know, trying to listen to our demos. And then we discovered that using the internet, we could promote ourselves, you know. I mean, that's how we got attention in the first place. And then we just decided to set out our own label, and we educated ourselves about promotion, distribution, and all those kind of things. And it worked quite well for us to be this independent, because we can control the songs that we release and the sound that we want to
brilliant. I mean, I know of some local bands in our area that have joined like local labels and had quite a say in what gets released and that kind of goes on. Reading is, so you've had several top 40 club hits in the UK and Sweden and other places.
Yeah, it started off in Sweden, and it was just by chance. I had a friend who knew a DJ in Stockholm, and I played him one of our first two tracks. And then he said, oh, why don't you send this to this promotion company in Stockholm? And they loved it, and then they promoted it all to the DJs all over Scandinavia, and it even did the charts over there. And then we got attention in London, and we got together with a great promotion company in London, and they helped us to achieve the top 20 in the cup charts in London. In the UK, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. So it's not just you and the band, is it? It's Stefan as well, isn't it?
Well, it's a collaboration. Me and Stefan, we're the ones who perform live.
Uh-huh.
And songwriting is a collaboration between me, Stefan, Kerry and Silvano.
All right, brilliant. I've listened to your track that we're going to play in a little bit. I can't let go. Listen, I couldn't really put my... I don't know why I usually do this, but when we get a new band's music and I try and think, what do they sound like? What have they based themselves on? But it's just, I can't think of anything. That's a good thing.
To me, that's a good thing, you know, because we were really definitely trying hard to, you know, it's really hard to be original because it seems like everything has been done before.
Yeah.
And because we have four people who have different musical tastes, you see, so we take a little bit of all the four of us and we put it together, and then we've created this kind of like dance, electro, indie, crossover kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, you know, we're very happy with the outcome, especially with this single. We're very proud of this one.
Definitely, yeah. So can you let our listeners know if you can get the tracks online and that kind of thing, and where from?
Oh, you can go to our website, which is afterpartymusic.com, music with a K, and we're on iTunes, on Spotify, you can find us anywhere, on YouTube.
Okay, brilliant, and you've got an album coming out, haven't you, shortly?
We are working on an EP at the moment.
All right, The Night Before?
Sorry?
What's it called? I've got a few websites here. It's called The Night Before The...
Oh, no, that was our debut album.
Sorry,
it was called The Night Before The After Party.
All right.
Yeah.
So... Go on, sorry.
So yeah, you'll find out. You'll find all the songs that we had out in the charts in Scandinavia. They're on there.
Brilliant, yeah. And anything in the future, I might get back in touch with you guys. And your single, I Can't Let Go, is getting released on Monday, I do believe.
On Monday, that's right. It's on iTunes on Monday.
Brilliant. So, could you do me one last thing and introduce your song?
Yes, absolutely. This is After Party with I Can't Let It Go. Thank you very much.